Right.
So, yeah, that policeman out, excuse me, that preacher out in California, John MacArthur, used to be a Canadian, I think. Now he's a, I think he was started out, or his dad was, or something. A long time ago, he said the whole system's lies. And if they started telling the truth, the whole system would crash and burn. And that's what's happening. So I read an article today on Yahoo. It said heart attacks during COVID-19 have went down significantly. And so what does that tell you? That tells you that the heart attacks, they listed as COVID-19. Because they get $1,800 or something like that. I talked a guy at the restaurant. I said, "Did you see the news? Heart attacks went down during COVID-19. He said, "Oh yeah, my wife's a nurse. They get $1,800 for every case or something. The doctors do. The hospital does." It's all lies, people. Why would they build hospitals? They built hospitals that they couldn't fill up. Why? They made money off of it. These people are liars. These leaders are liars. And so in order to rise up in the system, you have to be a liar or a compromiser. That's what it comes down to. You have to believe the lies. You have to tell the lie. They're making money off of the riots. They're making money off of everything. They're making money off of, it doesn't matter what happens. They make money off of it. They actually gamble on your life, really. That's what the actuary is. An actuary gambles on... The actuary does the statistics. Says, okay, you'll probably die at 75. And so they take the insurance policy out till you're 85. You die at 75, and 10 years they get, you know, or however it works. They get you in there and say, well, you better take that insurance policy out till you're about 90. If you live to 90, and they know because you smoke and drink and don't exercise, you're going to die earlier. So they, you know, the Bible says it's appointed unto man once done it. Some, you know, they just follow statistics, you know. It's a gamble. The whole system's a gamble. The stock market's a gamble. Medical life, just getting out of bed's a gamble. So you only can walk by faith. Everything that you do is by faith. Your job is by faith. Found that out, didn't you, in 2020? Your peace is by faith. Bible says pray for peace, you know. We proved, the young people proved that we could overpower the police. We proved it. They proved it. So it was all lies, people. The heart attack rate, why did the heart attack rates go down? Because they labeled it as a COVID-19. It's so obvious, it's not even funny. And somebody at work, she said, you know, when they first had it, they said the young people would have heart attacks. And so that's a lie. So they lied, said the young people are going to have heart attacks. So you had to buy some masks. What they did is they rebooted the economy and they went further into debt. They knew that a lot of that money is going to SpaceX. A lot of that money went to SpaceX. It didn't go to the people. Their scam has unraveled. Their scam has unraveled because of the riots. The whole thing is a scam. And the V-shaped recovery is happening. So how did Trump know there was going to be a V-shaped recovery? And why did people want to reject it? Look at the stock market today. It looks like a V. I got 50 stocks and they're all V-shaped. I try to buy and sell every other day because I don't want them to know what I'm going to be doing the next day. If I buy and sell every other day, it's hard for them to keep up with what I'm doing. But all the stocks, all the ETFs and all the REITs are going into V-shape. The ETF stocks are going into V-shape. And what's an ETF? It's a basket of stocks. And so the whole stock market's a V right now. Not a U, a V-shape. Because you've been lied to. The whole thing was a lie. It was to reboot the economy and to take... The government took a bunch of money and nobody rebelled. Everybody said, yeah, we want money. We want free money. My loaf of bread is going to go up for the next 20 years, but I want some free money right now. A loaf of bread will be $10 a loaf. But I want my free money. Slavery. No matter which way you look at it, they had to create slaves. They had to reboot the economy. Print some more money, make a bunch of slaves. That's what they had to do. It's a debt money system, so that means you're a slave. As long as it's a debt system, you're a slave. It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy. They delete my videos. If I've got two that they removed. They delete my videos because it's so... When you expose the lies of the system, you're apt to destroy the system. If enough people jump on the bandwagon, right? So they have to remove your video. It's all lies. It's all monopoly. It's fake. It's a 3D monopoly game.